Pred niekoľkými storočiami žili v lese drevorúbač, jeho manželka a ich deti. A few centuries ago, a woodcutter, his wife and their children lived in the forest. Boli veľmi chudobní. They were very poor. Musel sa spoliehať iba na svoju sekeru a dve mulice, na ktorých odnášal narúbané drevo do susedného mesta. The man had only his axe and two mules to carry the wood he cut to a neighboring town. Tvrdo pracoval a či bolo leto alebo zima, každý deň vstával z postele už o 5. hodine ráno. He worked hard, whether summer or winter, he got up at 5 every day. Takto to išlo 20 rokov. This went on for 20 years. A hoci jeho synovia boli už dospelí a chodievali s otcom do lesa, zdalo sa, ako by všetko išlo proti ním. And even though his sons had grown up and went into the forest with their father, everything seemed to go against them. Stále zostávali chudobní ako i predtým. They remained as poor as before. Nakoniec drevorúbač stratil chuť do práce a povedal si: Finally, the woodcutter lost his appetite for work and said to himself, Na čo je dobré takto pracovať, keď po toľkých rokoch nie som ani o cent bohatší? What is the point of working like this if after so many years I am not a penny richer? Už viac do lesa nepôjdem. I won't go into the forest anymore. A možno, ak si ľahnem do postele a nebudem bežať za šťastenou, jedného dňa ku mne príde sama. And maybe if I lie down in bed and don't run after fortune, she will come to me someday. Na druhý deň ráno teda nevstal. So he did not get up the following day. A keď odbíjalo ráno 6 hodín, jeho žena, ktorá upratovala dom, sa išla pozrieť, čo sa mu stalo. And when it was 6 o'clock in the morning, his wife, who was cleaning the house, went to see what had happened to him. Si chorý? Spýtala sa začudovane. Are you sick? She asked in amazement. Pretože bola prekvapená, že ho nenašla oblečeného. For she was surprised that she didn't find him dressed. Kohúd už toľkokrát kikiríkal. The roost has crowed already too many times. Je najvyšší čas vstávať. It's time to get up. Prečo by som mal vstávať? Spýtal sa muž bez pohnutia. Why should I get up? The man asked without moving. Prečo? Samozrejme, že preto, aby si išiel do lesa. Why? To go to the forest, of course. A keď som celý deň tvrdo pracoval, sotva som zarobil toľko, aby sme mali aspoň jedno jedlo za deň. And after working hard all day, I've hardly earned enough to have at least one meal daily. Ale čo môžeme robiť, môj úbohý manžel? Povedala. But what can we do, my poor husband? She said. Keď šťastie na nás hrá takéto hry a nikdy sa na nás neusmeje. When fortune plays such games with us and never smiles? Nuž, už som si dosýta užil týchto hier šťastený, zvolal. Well, I have had enough of these games of fortune, he exclaimed. Ak ma chce, môže ma tu nájsť, ale s drevom som už navždy skončil. If she wants me, she can find me here, but I'm through with wood forever. Môj drahý manžel, smútok ťa pobláznil. My dear husband, grief has driven you mad. Myslíš si, že šťastie príde za každým, kto za ňou nejde? Do you think happiness comes to all who do not go to her? Obleč sa, osedlaj mulice a začni pracovať. Put on your clothes, saddle your mules and go to work. Vieš, že v dome už nie je ani kúsok chleba? Do you know that no morsel of bread is left in the house? Je mi úplne jedno, že nemáme ani kúsok chleba. I don't care that we don't have any bread. Je úplne zbytočné o tom rozprávať. It's no use talking about it. Nič ma neprinúti zmeniť svoj názor. Nothing will make me change my mind. Roztržitá manželka ho márne prosila a prosila. The distracted woman begged and pleaded with him in vain. Jej manžel i naďalej zostával v posteli. Her husband remained in bed.